Hey guys, welcome to the Chatterbox. This is Izzy. How are you guys doing? Are you good? I'm good. Rory, you good?
I'm good.
We got Rory on. He's good.
Hello.
So, Rory, you and I have been friends for 2 years. We started first year in college at the same time. But then, unfortunately, second year, you decided to go to a different class.
I know. I had to leave.
You ditched me.
I did.
You ditched me, dude. Anyway. But, no, so Rory and I have recently been texting one another, getting back to the friendship that we did have. And we realized that both of us were on the opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to social situations. Because I'm a mega extrovert.
Yes, very much.
And you're the exact opposite.
I'm very much an introvert.
Yep.
I will avoid social situations at all costs.
Like this one, maybe? Possibly?
Well, I'm here now. It's been long anticipated. I've always wanted to be on a podcast.
Fair enough. Thought it would be fun us just talking smack about the different social situations and different situations that are totally normal, but from two different points of view.
So, there we go.
So one thing I do want to start with is you mentioned that you've gone to a couple of colleges, and I've been to a couple of colleges too. So how was that for you? From an introvert's point of view, how is it jumping from college to college?
You know what? Confetti was probably the easiest time for me. There was the most like-minded people there. Yeah. Well, certainly everyone was super friendly when I came.
I think it helps
that it's small as well.
Yeah.
You get to know everyone a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
The first college I went to, I felt like I couldn't... I wanted to disconnect from who I was from school, and a lot of people went there from my school, so I couldn't really like change who I was at all. I couldn't,
because everybody knew you.
Yeah, it was like I stayed the same person. I didn't really like move up the social ladder, as it were. And that's obviously a change I felt was needed, and I don't regret it one bit.
No, you don't.
Nope. Although confetti was a lot easier than my other one. My first one was hell in terms of meeting people and speaking to people, because I didn't want to adventure anywhere. I just didn't get the point. I didn't get the point in, like, getting myself out there, talking to as many people as I could, and
mm-hmm.
I'd rather just sit by myself and enjoy my time by myself, which Fair I still enough. Do. I still enjoy being by myself from time to time.
But that's fine, though. That's fine.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like I've got to look after people sometimes.
Oh.
If I'm with a group, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always got to know what's going on and how people are, and if someone's not enjoying themselves or whatever.
Yeah,
By myself, it's just me to worry about, and it's not as... That's one factor.
Yeah. So what did you do in confetti then with friends or social situations? How did you do that? Because you said it was easier.
It was mostly just class. On the first day, I just bit the bullet, and I thought, all right, let's get talking to some people. Certainly when I've changed most is through confetti.
Yeah.
Just bit the bullet, started talking to some people.
And
got around. I think I talked to Alfie first on the first day.
I remember you guys were tight in the first year when you were still in our class.
And there we go.
Fair enough.
It's got easier as it's gone along. I think having a job helps as well. A job helps as well. Because I did work before confetti,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't really like that job. Now I work at Antenna, which is obviously
a music industry.
It's tied in with confetti. And
yeah.
I work at the college quite a bit. And I like that job, and I actually enjoy talking to people there. So
well,
I think
good.
That helps a hell of a lot when it comes to actually engaging with people. Because, I mean, you know me from the first year. I didn't talk much.
Nope.
Stuck on my headphones and kind of did that.
Kept yourself,
I still do loads and loads and loads. That's probably my favourite thing.
Fair enough.
My headphones are right here.
Yeah, I know. So I see them. They're nice headphones. Haven't changed since first year.
Yeah. Very reliable, apparently.
Yeah.
There we go.
That was the complete opposite to me. Because you
actually enjoy going out your way to talk to people. Obviously, there's the people I enjoy talking to anyway.
Yeah.
Like yourself, it's not like...
awkward or difficult.
Yeah. Which I think, obviously, your like personality kind of plays into that a bit.
Thank you.
Because that's the thing I found, certainly this year, there's someone else in my like new class who's quite introverted.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard to talk to them because neither of us want to start off
the conversation.
The conversation,
no.
And it just won't go anywhere.
No, I mean for me, I don't know if you remember first time, because I came a day later because I was still moving from Luxembourg. It was to anybody I met, "Hi, I'm Izzy. How you doing?" Do you remember?
Yeah. All right. From the beginning, you were very, like, active in the class.
Yep.
I'm struggling to think of the proper word for it, but you know what I mean. Everyone knew you were straight away.
Yes.
So there we go.
Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know, but...
A good thing.
Good thing.
You've got all the contacts, so there you go.
I have so many contacts. Like, I think I have Alfie's phone number, for goodness sake, and I'd never talk to Alfie. I don't know how I got Alfie's number.
Well, there we go.
But yeah, no, so I it's not that necessarily that I like talking to new people, but I'm fine with it. It's like if I'm in a room full of strangers, within 10 minutes I would have had a conversation with a lot of them. I know what they're doing for the job. I know if they're a student or what they're studying, blah, blah, blah. I just find conversation
Do you think easy. Some of that is down to the amount of travelling you've actually done? Because you can... What do they speak over in Luxembourg? French. I'm guessing French.
The legal language is French, so everybody speaks French. But then they have German and Luxembourgish and English.
Do you think the fact of maybe... I mean, I don't know when you moved, but I'm guessing quite early on.
2009.
Oh, no, so... Right, so because you had to overcome the language barrier a little bit, is it safe to say that maybe played into it?
I don't know, because I started at an international school, so everybody was speaking English. And I was there for about 4 years. So I made international friends, but we all spoke English together. And then when I went to the public school, even though it was a Luxembourgish school, I was in the English system. So again... always speaking English. It's now recognised as an international school, so which is pretty cool. It's just half the price of the actual international school.
Well, there we go. Not a boarding school, was it?
No. God, no. I wouldn't have been able to cope.
I would have thought it'd be pretty funny as a boy. I've always fantasised about living in a Harry Potter-style school. And
okay, if it was Harry Potter, if it was Hogwarts then sign me up. But I don't know. I think... It could be, because I've had to talk in French to anything. Any shop that I went to, I had to talk in French.
Well, more just the fact of being somewhere new, because you would have obviously remembered moving.
Yeah, I was 10 when I moved.
Like, just the fact of having, because that's quite a big shock. Do you think at the time maybe you would be more like myself, and then because you've been through that now, then that's kind of improved?
You know
your
what?
Skills.
I don't think it has, because I remember being in the UK. I've always...
Always
had friends. I've always been, not the popular girl, but I had friends in this group of friends,
been able to communicate with everyone.
Everybody.
Even if it's not super, super tight with everyone, you've always had some sort of relation.
And I remember when I was 10 or something, people would say, "Oh my gosh, you're so mature for your age," because I could talk to people who were over twice my age about stuff. I was like, oh, okay.
You see, that's
cool.
The thing I've always found is it's hardest for me to talk. If someone's like quite a bit older than me,
mm-hmm.
like full adulthood, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, that's easier for me to talk to than someone who's just older than me, like 2-3 years older than me.
Why is that?
I think because they're still into the same sort of things as we would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they kind of understand, their perspective on the world is quite similar to ours. But in terms of development, because like we're not maybe as far developed, I always worry about getting judged or probably from experiences in the past from that sort of thing, or I don't know.
Getting just judged from our age group or from older people?
Well, I mean, I was telling you earlier about how I had friends that were, you know, quite a bit older than me when I was 16.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 years older.
And I think now if I talk to someone who's that amount older, I'd quite struggle.
Really?
Just because of, I think because when I was friends with them, I noticed how like they almost seem like gods to me in a way, because I'm 16, I don't know anything.
You're the baby.
I don't have a clue. Exactly. They're chaperoning me around. They're basically a glorified babysitter.
Except they're not getting paid.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe... I'm just looking too far into it, and there we go.
Maybe.
I should open my mind a bit more to...
But, I mean, when I was at the public school, because everything is based on ability and not on age, I was...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So are you placed in classes based on...
ability. Okay, international school was different because that was the American system, so they were doing IB. But for the public school, we had to do an entry exam on the math, English, and French. And if you're not good enough, you're going down a grade. So I was in class, second year of GCSEs. First year of GCSEs, there were people in my class who were 17, 18, and I was 14. So I've made friends. I'm 19 now. I have friends who are turning 25.
Well, maybe that plays into it a little bit. That's the thing, though. I've never had a problem with meeting people, and I've always found myself in really weird, crazy scenarios.
Like what?
Being in raves when I wasn't meant to be at 16. And, I've travelled quite a bit.
Yeah.
But with mates and not, you know, family or a school trip or whatever, just all sorts of weird things, like gone skinny dipping in Leicester, it might have been Derby, in a lake and stuff like that. Just
with everybody just who was 21, 22 and you were 16.
I was a little bit older then.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say. I think I would definitely have been 18. It wasn't too long ago. It wasn't too long ago. But
thank gosh. That's,
yeah. No, they weren't like that. Obviously, they were my friends. And
I know, but it could be looked at in a slightly different light.
Well, just that kind of weird thing. Like, when I think about some of the stuff I've done, I think there's some people that just haven't, at our age, that haven't gotten themselves out there a lot. And I've gotten myself out there quite a bit, mm-hmm. but in terms of, I'll always be the quiet person in a room. I'll always be the one who speaks the least, which is weird as to how I've managed to... I mean, like those raves are an example. Like, I had to actually network them for myself. Yeah. Like, I didn't know anyone who could get me that.
No.
I just networked it for myself when I was at a rave one night and asked a guy and he said, I need someone to film for him, and went and filmed him.
But that's all it starts. You just need to get that one person. And looking at your showreel now, because I've seen quite a few of the stuff that you've done, raves or just college work, and your editing skills are bang on. Like, I've said to you this, like, can I just hire you as my editor?
I've been hired many times now as an editor.
At college?
No.
Oh, just in general?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I did a fire and security company.
Oh, wow.
I got a nice paycheck for that one. That was nice. Spent half a day filming and got paid £200 for...
That's not bad.
...showing people how to replace glass on the video.
Why not? If you can film and you can edit, don't know why people wouldn't hire you, because you're a good cameraman and you got editing skills. You have mad editing skills, my guy.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
You've got you've got the boring ones, you've got the fun ones with editing.
Yeah.
That's the thing, that one was hella boring when I came to edit it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing some of it right now.
But money.
And it's not, there's no creativity to it, but at the same time, it pays the best and it's the most simple.
Yeah.
I don't have to stress out over how I really want to do this effect, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I've got to find how you do it, and this doesn't quite fit because it's just very simple straight cuts and all of that.
Yeah. No, but I remember going back to when you said, like, you were always the quietest in the class and not many people have gone out there, but you have, for example. I remember in PPD last year when we were talking about the environment not necessarily the loudest, but you were the most opinionated and saying, this has to change. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. You were the one who was literally driving that one in our class. I was like, God damn, Rory. Good on you. Go for it.
That's probably the one thing where I shine the most, talking about things I'm passionate about, for sure.
That's the one you shy the most?
I shine in the most.
Oh, yeah, shine. Okay, that makes more sense.
Poor word. I should have... there we go.
I thought you said shy, and I was like, that's... Well, if that was shy, I'd have no idea what...
It's just the world around us, and I've always had strong views on what's right and what's wrong, and that sort of thing.
Environmental stuff.
What we should do. I don't think I'd be any good at actually being prime minister or running the world or anything like that, but...
Maybe, you know, like a secretary?
I don't think that high up, to be honest.
Fair enough.
I don't think that high up. I think we'd... That wouldn't go well.
Nope. All right, well, to get off politics, because I do not want to talk about politics, let's have another song and then we'll get back onto the introvert, extrovert.
All right.
And we're back.
We are.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, So one thing that I do know I don't have a problem with, but some of my more shy people, more shy friends do, is ordering stuff or talking to people or anything. Anything.
There's a reason I use that electronic machine in McDonald's. I don't go up to the till.
Wow, really? So you don't go up to the till whatsoever?
Not at all.
No?
If it can be avoided.
Why? What's wrong with just going up to the order and being like, hey, can I have this, please?
Well, it's just, what if I get it wrong? What if it's all, I don't know.
That's their job, though. It's fine.
It's just, no, I'd... Any, you know, say I'm like counting my change out.
Yeah.
Counting my change out and I'm taking awkwardly long to do it.
What's awkwardly long? More than 30 seconds?
Because I start panicking. I'm counting it out and I start panicking. And then before you know it, I can't even count my change anymore. I can't do basic arithmetic. And I'm just stood at the till. There's five people behind me. I'm sweating.
Oh my God.
I might as well run away at that point. So that's what's going through my head.
So, if, for instance, you're at a restaurant and your order was wrong, you wouldn't go up and say, my order's wrong, can you fix this?
Last time I was in getting a meal in a pub with, yes, I did get my order wrong. It was only cheese. It was cheese and jacket potato. And I got, like, chili beans and jacket potato instead. And, no, I didn't go up.
Why not?
Because I like chili beans and it's all right, it's only cheese.
Okay, just yeah.
Cheese. I do like cheese, but, you know.
Okay, fair enough. But, like, you didn't, that's not what you ordered.
It's all right, it's fake. I don't know.
Because this has happened to me, someone doesn't want to cause problems. And I'm like, it's not causing a problem, it's their job. And they're like, no, it's fine. So I go over to the waiter.
Plus it's a waste of food, they'll throw it away. Mm. Yeah, saving the environment and all that. Okay. One jacket spud at a time.
Okay, well, have you worked in the restaurant business?
I have not, no. I worked in a pub very briefly.
Okay.
But only behind bar, not in kitchen.
They might not throw away the food.
Oh.
Like, okay.
Greedy.
It's like no, if there's another order, like on a packed day and it's a regular order,
they'll throw it, yeah, give it to someone else, yeah.
But
of course, it makes sense.
If someone got tomatoes on their burger, for instance, and they are allergic so they can't just pick it off, they're like, oh no, it's fine, I'll just eat the fries. It's like, no, you bloomin' well won't. I'm going up there and they're literally trying to pull me back down so I don't go and be like, hey, excuse me. Like, not in a mean way, just like, hey, I'm sorry, but my friend ordered this without tomatoes. Can you change it, please?
Well, the interesting situation for me, being an introvert, is definitely phone calls.
Tell me about that.
I will not answer the home phone unless it rings twice in close succession. Because if it rings once... And not again. It mustn't be important.
Wow.
If it rings once and then again, it's important enough to answer.
What? So, okay, so what about making phone calls? Or do you text?
To friends, to certainly with all working in nightclubs and this kind of thing and working security company. And I've had to do a lot of phone calls and a lot of texts to very official people or, you know, you know, like the company sort of email. It's like,
oh yeah, the professional.
Hello, I'm from da 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 da. Very just super set out professional, and every time I send, there's got to be a good at least 5-10 minutes
of
reading through, thinking, have I put as my spell check said this as it said this, and it'll be fine eventually. But it's phone calls are certainly I will let people ring through many a time.
Oh my gosh! Really?
Yeah. It's just easier to text.
I hate that. Like, I hate texting with a passion. I have to do it because nobody likes calling, but I'd much prefer to pick up the phone and call someone and be like, hey, can you call? No, I'm busy right now. Okay, cool. I'll text you back in a minute. I'll call you back in a minute. But I can't stand it. Texting. Like,
it's just
there's no human interaction, though.
You see, there's certain things I do prefer to do in person.
And what's that?
Like... If I've got to tell someone something important, it'll be in person.
Okay.
It's not like I don't know, just anything important, like super, super important, I'd rather do in person.
Yeah.
But than over the phone at all. But if there's no other choice, obviously, then over the phone. But you know,
there's, with texting, you don't get any emotion from it. It's like someone could say something really sarcastic.
Which is an interesting point, because certainly when I text, I don't know about you, but I do, I don't act like myself, for sure.
What does that mean?
That disconnect between a person and a phone, like when I'm just getting messages back and I'm sending them, in my head it's just like whatever I say just does not matter. It just is what it is. Like, I don't know. It's not like a real person in front of me, so I've not got that like pressure of anything. So
yeah,
it's just like
a real person on the other end of that text.
But the disconnect is,
okay,
it's almost deep. Like, obviously I understand this one on the other side, but in terms of,
it's not face to face.
Yeah, it's the disconnect can become quite big. There's certainly things in the past I've said on text that I would never think about saying in person. Never, ever, ever.
Oh my gosh. Like, why? Like, for me, it's just no emotion whatsoever. Like, you say a joke, okay, hee ha ha.
Maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's just the fact of there's,
you can't see the person's reaction.
Yeah, it's more like, I don't know. It's a weird one. I think certainly, it is better to call or just speak to people in person.
Yeah.
Than text.
But you don't.
But I don't. I don't agree with a lot of the use of social media and all of that anyway.
Yeah.
I was very late onto a lot of social media platforms. I'm not sure how much we can name social media platforms. Not at all.
I haven't been told anything against it. As long as you don't diss anything, I think it should be fine.
So Snapchat, I didn't use that for, I mean, I must have only started using it 2 years ago. I don't know if you know your Snap score or anything like that. It's not important, obviously, but I've got about 25,000, somewhere around there.
I'm going to look it up.
Which isn't a lot for the amount of time I've been using it. I avoided it for so long because I didn't like the kind of stalkiness to it. And it seems very shifty. Your messages disappear.
Yeah.
So I avoided that for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. And now that you can find yourself on the map.
I do like Instagram, though. The only thing is, the kind of, people compare themselves a lot to other people. And I know I've done that before, for sure.
Instagram is, I think, one of the problems nowadays with social pressure, in the sense of body image and stuff, because
I think once you notice it, it's not so bad. But certainly, I've had times where I'm feeling bad, and I'm scrolling down. I just think, oh, they're doing that. They're out doing that. They're like, why can't I be like that?
Yeah.
And then, when you're a bit better, you realise, oh, they're just kind of posting the best bits, and it's not.
Yeah, that's not the whole story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think mine's 61,000, but
so not ridiculous.
Not ridiculous.
Twice mine.
Is it twice? No, thrice.
Mine's about 25, 30, 35, around there. I'm not sure.
Okay, so about double. But no, I don't. That's the thing. Like, a lot of people think that I'm on my phone all the time. If they text me or call me, I'll be there like that.
Yeah, that's a big expectation. No.
Because I'm always on my phone, but I'm not on the internet. It's like, I'm not on the internet. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on Snapchat. I'm not on Facebook.
It's not unusual for me to see a Snap text call or whatever.
Yeah.
And not reply to it for, not 24 hours. I never leave someone on hold for that long. But if it's someone that I know messages me every day or every other day or quite regularly, it's like, if I don't message them for 6 hours, as long as, like, they know I'm all right, obviously, they're not,
yeah,
like, where's he gone? But if I don't message them for 6 hours, that's purely just because
you're busy.
Yeah, I know I always see, my brother's always been on phone and doing all of that for years and years and years, like, since I can remember, back in school, has been, you know, all on the internet and stuff, and it'll literally reply within 5 minutes.
5 minutes, yeah.
Like, with me, it's not, if I went on my phone now, I can almost guarantee there'd be someone left unopened for 6 hours, as I'm sure you've experienced yourself.
Yeah,
when I've gone
to
bed at 4 a.m. and
yeah, but I think that the time that I think you're on about, you weren't exactly sober, so it's kind of understandable.
Not
being read.
I think I think I would have been, maybe.
Oh, fair enough then.
It's hard to sell.
Fair enough.
Well, I think I was just very sleepy. I know the last half term I was...
just dead.
Yeah, my sleep cycle got a little bit messed up. I had to stay up for 24 hours to fix it.
Really?
And then on Sunday, I fell asleep at 9 a.m. and I woke up at 6 p.m. because I tried to do a 24 hour to kind of fix it. But it kind of worked out anyway because I managed to sleep later that night. And,
oh, well, that's good then.
Yes, sleep cycles and being a teenager and not waking up early in the morning like you're supposed to.
Yes. Well, I mean, I say I get up early, but in reality, I'll get up, turn off my alarm, roll over, go back to sleep.
I'm so bad for doing that. I'll wake up and I think, why didn't my alarm go off? And I just have a faint memory of turning my alarm off.
If you're not fully awake, but your body is like automatically reaching over to your phone now and turning off.
Like, what's making that noise? Just grab it. It'll go away. It'll go away.
But no, I'm hands on heart, hands up in the air. I will say I'm on my phone a lot more than I should be, but I'm not. What people get mixed up on that I'm not on social media a lot of the time.
Well, here's the biggest one I think about quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
From an experience from my childhood, I know this is why I don't do this. So obviously we both like film and probably film like the odd bits outside of college or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the Olympic torch for the 2012 Olympics? I think it was, wasn't it? That was in the UK.
Yeah.
So the Olympic torch is passing through. I don't think it was Nottingham. I think it was Derby. But we've gone up to see it. And obviously we've been waiting a while and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a camera on me. And I was trying to get the camera to work. And I spent so long trying to get the camera to work. And it didn't work. That the guy just ran past with the torch and I didn't see it. And now, like, I think I was pretty upset as, like, what, a 12-year-old throwing the grumps or whatever. But with, you know, not it wasn't the end of the world. Like,
no.
It is what it is.
But you missed something important.
Now, I only realised this. I'm trying to think who it was. I think it was someone in Confetti.
Mm-hmm.
Was showing me, like, their memories mm-hmm. on their phone, like, all the videos and stuff. And, like, oh, I've got all of the, like, this happened 3 years ago or whatever, and da-da-da. Like, hundreds and hundreds. And they're like, oh, what's yours? And it's just, like, none. Like, I'd rather be there and see something happen.
Yeah.
I think because of that one experience I learned, like, if you spend too long looking at your phone screen and not mm-hmm. enjoying what's going on, you're kind of wasting your time because it's...
And realistically, how often are you going to go to the top of your camera roll and look at this, back at all the photos that you took?
It just confuses me why people, like, film, certainly, like... gigs and things like that. You've probably seen it yourself if you've been to a concert or something like mm-hmm. that. Everyone gets the phone out. Like, fair enough, maybe 10-20 seconds, but some people stand there the whole time with the phone out. It's just, you know, just enjoy yourself. Go and have a bit of a dance or...
Yeah, like, I remember I went to a Ellie Goulding concert.
And we're film students as well.
So. Yeah, and we're film students, so we kind of have an excuse, but then again, not really. No, but I went to one of her concerts and she literally... She finished a song and turned around and told the guys behind her, all right, stop a second. She came up to the front of the stage and said, guys, just put your phones away. Honestly,
that's
are you
going
to be looking at my concert a week from now?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, no, you're not. Thank you for filming and wanting and caring enough about me for being here, but be here. Don't be on your phone because you're never going to look at it again.
You see, that's quite an interesting... Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. That's quite an interesting thing to say from an artist's perspective.
Yeah.
Because they get more promotion the more people film. Because if they share it or whatever. Which I guess is a reason why people do it so much. Because...
To share it.
Yeah, to kind of boast about it in a way. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's an interesting one because that's... Everyone can admit to sharing that post on whatever.
Yeah.
And... makes you feel good. You get likes and you're like, oh yeah,
yeah,
everyone likes that and it's a cool photo or whatever or a cool video.
Mm-hmm.
But is it, how much is it for yourself and how much is it just because you want to show people and how much is it because you want to boast? Because, like, there's the right reasons and the wrong reasons.
Yeah. And I mean, after she said that, for I think 3 songs, you could see no phones were out and everybody was actually being... There was dancing beforehand, but...
Was it just her gig? Was it just her gig?
It was her gig. Oh. It was her concert.
That's...
Like, she...
So people are going to listen to her.
People are going to listen.
There, yeah.
But obviously there was bouncing, but it was like kind of steady bouncing because they were holding the phone, yeah, obviously. Yeah. But for those three songs, after she said that, people were jumping, people were raving. And I was like, you know what? Kudos to you, because like you say, it's an artist. People filming and sharing are getting your name out. It's free advertisement for you. But
at the same time, you do want people to enjoy.
Yeah, you want people. It's like she said, you had paid to come to my concert. Enjoy it. Be here. Be present. And I was like, you know what? Yes. Kudos to you for doing that. I don't know. I find it interesting how much time we're on our phones. I don't
know.
It does
seem like a really weird concept.
What?
Just the fact of, like, it's cool that we can go and anything can be preserved in time. Any memory now can be preserved
in time.
As long as electricity and computers are around. Like, that's it. Just stays forever. Mm-hmm. But it's just such a weird concept. The fact of we're still basically animals.
Well,
just,
we are.
Just more of, just slightly more evolved than all the other ones. And I don't know, it's just weird. Like, that's the first thing people do when they see something cool or see something, you know, a bit weird going on. It's just get the phone out.
But it's technology nowadays.
It's never the first thought in my mind, but it's almost sad in a way that it is some people's first reaction. Like, oh, look at that. Get my phone and get a photo of that.
Don't get me started about my friends who take photos of their food. It's like, it's not that pretty. Everybody's seen a hamburger and fries. Do you need to share this on Instagram?
But then at the same time, everyone's got that story that they'll tell it and no one will believe them.
Yeah.
But if you've got a, you know, photo proves it or video. But it, you know, it is what it is.
The only time I take a photo of a food is if I know I'm going to be saying to someone, oh my gosh, it was the prettiest burger ever.
If I've made it.
Yeah.
And it's really nice, I might do, but I never put it on my main kind of. I might send it to a group chat or something, or a friend, and be like, oh, look at this. Nice burger.
Give me validation on my hamburger making.
I might send it to my vegetarian brother and taunt him. Taunt him. I know he still loves meat secretly.
Secretly.
No, or more to you, if you can go vegetarian, you know.
Or
it's
vegan.
Better for the environment. Yeah, it's much better for the environment, and it's one of like the biggest things you can do to. I eat quite a lot of vegetarian things just through the fact of my brother and his girlfriend are vegetarian. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of vegetarian stuff in the house. And but I don't eat every day. Not all the time.
You got to have some meat in your life, because otherwise it's like, what's the point?
Steaks. It's where it's at.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Don't even. 8 ounce sirloin. Or 12 if I'm feeling greedy.
Oh, that makes me...
Rare.
Oh, thank God. Thank God you want it rare, because...
A few chips, peas, sorted.
People who have it nuked. Like,
no, you can't do that. That's a crime. I'm sorry.
10 minutes on the
Barbie. Sorry, but if the cow isn't still breathing on your plate, then
I have mine.
No,
I don't bleeding.
Have it that
rare. Mine bleeds.
Yeah, for sure. It's getting gruesome.
Yeah,
sounds like you're killing the cow, not eating it. Oh wait.
Oops. But going back.
Took a turn.
Going back to
yeah, please.
To the amount of times we spend on our phone, I don't know if it's for Samsung or Google, but I know on Apple you can see your weekly times.
Oh yeah, you can on YouTube on my one, and mine is terrible for YouTube.
Okay, but do you listen
not
to
good.
Music on YouTube?
No.
Or? Oh.
No.
Okay.
And I'm not the sort of person as well, because I know other people who will go to sleep with a YouTube video on. That is not me. I can't sleep with anything on.
Mm-mm.
I will get the time watched up right now, and it is ridiculous.
All right, you do that.
I don't know what it's going to be. Genuinely, I don't know what it's going to be this week. But that's the one I'm... All right.
This week,
so
it's Monday.
Today, it's not too bad. I've only watched an hour.
That's not too
bad.
Bear
in mind, I've been at college all day.
Yeah, that's not too bad. What was last week?
Past week. Oh, okay, past week wasn't too bad either. I watched 24 hours in a week. Which isn't bad. I have had it 50 in the past.
Oh.
50 hours in a week. The 2 days of watching YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
Yesterday was 7 hours, 41 minutes.
Crikey.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
Crikey.
Which I guess is why I enjoy doing film so much, as well as the fact I've always filmed. It's just because I watch a hell of a lot of people edit and do all of that. But
yeah, I mean, but in our case, YouTube could be inspirational and a learning curve for our studies. So
it is also the generation of instant gratification, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Right.
Anyway, like...
Yeah, you're... There's so many videos and so many... some of them are literally just not even... I don't know. I'm trying to think of a word for it. Some of them aren't... There's not, like, proper content. Like, there's some videos, yeah. Certainly, as there's a YouTube channel I enjoy watching called Pac.
Yeah.
They've got a, like, really, like, almost like a TV show style of content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that sort of level. Whereas others are just, like, got millions of views and it's just a load of whatever they can fit into 10 minutes of video.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a weird one. It's a weird one. It'd be nice. I'd like to make a living off something like that, but
yeah,
we can dream. Never
the
know.
Trouble is, it's like, I think, oh yeah, look, I'll become a YouTuber in the sense of I'm going to be producing, making my own stuff. I can put it out there. I can be successful or hope to be successful, but it's a pipe dream because so many people nowadays.
You've either got to be really talented, like mm-hmm. filmmaking or comedy or, you know, whatever your kind of thing is.
You have to have something.
Have a niche, basically. Yeah. Or you've got to have, like, a really good personality. Like, a kind of... Something that people stick to or relate to or, like, influenced by.
Or be friends. Close friends who has a large following to send them.
Because
otherwise, what's the point in nowadays? Like, same with Twitch.
It's getting hard and hard. Well, yeah, that's a different one because they've... There's so many more rules than there used to be.
Oh, yeah, true.
I mean, if you think... I didn't really watch him back when, but I don't know if you ever heard of, like, Filthy Frank.
I've heard of him. I don't watch him, but
his videos now would not fly. Like, they're actually disgusting.
Really? I guess with the name of Filthy Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. Not nice. Would not recommend watching.
Would not recommend. Okay, you've heard it here. Rory does not recommend.
He, like, basically pushed the rules, like, ridiculous. And now, like, he'd just get banned straight away.
On Twitch?
On anything.
Oh, on anything.
He'd get banned straight away, for sure. Like, for sure.
Oof.
But he's gone off YouTube now.
He
makes music. He makes good music as well. Makes a living off it. So
fair enough.
Quite a transition.
Yeah. That's quite a turnaround.
I'm sure you would have seen him if you think of it. But
yeah.
Go on.
I'm going to put a song on.
That's all right.
Hello.
Hello again.
All right. We're on our last segment because it is 4:50 and we've got about 10 minutes. So, cool?
Yep.
Cool. So, being an introvert...
Yep.
How's confrontation in the sense of arguments?
I try not to get into them in the first place, but then obviously, hopefully most people wouldn't try and get into them.
Okay, but...
It's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag because if I can't think of something very witty at the time, then...
You just leave it?
I'm pretty done for.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty done. But if I can think of something quite quick and witty, you never know. I usually just try and avoid it.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't be a violent person or an argumentative person. You want as many people to like you as possible and be very friendly and bring love into the world. But
yeah, but I'm an argumentative person.
The thing is, when I'm quite close to someone,
yeah,
I will argue with them over, certainly with lads.
Yeah.
Like, it will be, we'll both be talking about something. Say, easiest example, one of my friends back in Hucknall, mm-hmm, talk about computers all the time. Mm-hmm. And they'll say something, I'll say something, we won't agree. And no one's budging from that point. And it will just be until...
So you're stubborn.
It'll pretty much be until one of us gets so mad we walk off. But then again, with that close kind of friends where it's just, that's it, after that, we just...
It's the same
with my brother as well. If we have an argument, we're 10 minutes late, we don't talk to each other for literally 10 minutes, come back into the room and don't even mention it and it's fine and there's nothing.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I don't really get into arguments all too much. I've had the odd weird scenario in town where I've had very drunk individuals come up and I got punched in the face in Market Square.
Why?
Unprovoked.
So you didn't do anything?
I was just laughing with a guy I was with. And this guy, I guess, thought we were laughing at him. And came over, punched my mate in the face, punched me in the face. And we're just stood there looking at each other thinking,
what the heck just happened?
What's going on here?
Oh, gosh.
And then, yeah. and that was really weird in the middle of Market Square of all places. It was late at night. Obviously, it wasn't. It wasn't. You know, it was.
Yeah.
Been out clubbing or whatever, and.
But still, there you go. Out of nowhere.
Some people just clearly doesn't have many friends. I don't think that's some very nice thing to do. Just walk around and punch people. But there we go.
What about arguments in the sense of schoolwork? Like if you're working in a group for an assignment.
That's the thing. I prefer working by myself, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that's a given with
the stuff that we do.
It's weird because I can talk when I need to, but not when I'll just stay on the sidelines and do my own thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes I know this sounds big-headed, but sometimes I'll sit there and think my way is definitely better.
Yep.
But I'll not say. I'll avoid all that, and I'll just undertake my way. And if anyone mentions about it, I'll just be like, "Oh, I'm just doing this. I think this will look cool. We should do this." But I don't know. No, I've the FMP, so yeah. Our final project for college. For anyone who doesn't know, that's the first time I've worked in a group since
first year.
First time I've worked in a group since first year.
Crikey.
And. Even that they don't enjoy me that much in that group. I think it's because I'm very practical with the filmmaking.
Yeah.
Or I don't like plan ahead like I do it on the day.
Oh. Okay.
Like my I'll do pre-production or whatever, but like for me it's like very much
you and I
do it on the day. But I've got 1,000 ideas in my head.
And I wouldn't be able to work together then because I had all my pre-production done before.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I've got 1,000 ideas in my head. Yeah. Or I'll note them down on my phone, but very briefly. Like I'll not have a super big plan because I just like to go in there and know like I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. It just flows better when it's in my head rather than following a sheet of paper.
Okay, fair enough. Following a sheet of paper, I can get that. But in my sense, I plan everything. Like I've talked to everybody I'm doing first. I've got the dates that I'm doing this.
It's the 5 P's, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what that means, but you're not allowed to swear on the podcast, so...
No.
We're not.
yeah, we'll leave that.
It's basically good planning.
Okay.
Prevents poor performance.
Fair enough.
With an extra word in the middle. There you go.
Okay. Oh, I see what... Yep. but no, so there's pros and cons in working on your own. Like... Pro, you get complete creative control. You can do what you want and there's no one to blame. So if there's something wrong, you can't say, oh, it's because that guy didn't pull it their weight. It's like, no. It's because I didn't pull my weight. I can't blame anybody but me.
I think it helps the fact of I've never ever planned. I've never done homework and stuff like that. I'm terrible in that sense. But I think like I always know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like for my GCSEs, I never revised, but I did really well. Knew what I was doing.
I hate you. Like,
I just knew what I was doing. So, I don't know.
I was studying for 4 months prior and somehow I still messed it up.
I think it's because, I mean, English was my worst for sure. I just passed that very, very close. But in terms of, I think people don't think I'm listening, but I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I remember in my school, certainly in computer science.
Because you don't participate
I'd not
in
do
class.
Anything. Yeah, I'd not do anything. Like, I'd not talk or, like, engage in the whole lesson. And then, like, I got the best grade out of everyone in the school.
I remember that was the case
when
we were in the same class at Confetti. And I have to admit, I actually hated you for a time being because you were getting one of the best grades in the class and I was just getting a merit. And I was like, how?
Admittedly, I did film at GCSE, so.
Oh.
It's all the same as well.
Okay, fair enough.
All the theory is the same. Like, the last, I learned a lot more things in my... So, like, the film teacher I had at GCSE was a scriptwriter.
Oh, okay.
And it'd, like, teach us way... Because, obviously, there's some kids that are interested, like myself. And he'd talk about way more things than, like, you'd ever have to know at GCSE.
Yeah.
And we've not even been taught about them at Confetti, but I've still used them.
Yeah.
So, like, there's been extra things that, like... Or, like, in our theory lessons recently, the stuff we've just been getting taught about, like, I already know.
Oh, easy.
So, it's all right, yeah. So yeah. I've been talking about that since year one, which helps, obviously.
Yeah, that will help.
That's just not many places will offer film either, so it's not exactly like...
Yeah.
I just got lucky, pretty much.
Exactly. I mean, like, I know when I was looking at universities, on the open days, they were saying how they would be teaching Premiere Pro, they would be teaching Avid, they would be teaching all of the stuff, and it's like, me sitting here, like, I've already,
yeah, you already know it,
done
yeah.
this, so I guess yeah. it's similar for
you. Yeah, it will be
you.
The same, yeah, for sure. Because they can't, some people will be coming from, say, photography or yeah. something like that, so there's no...
Have a background in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they've got to cover it, so your first couple months will, I mean, the first half year at Confetti, I already knew what I was doing anyway.
Yeah.
Just sat here and...
Just
I'd
there.
I never used Premiere, but I used After Effects. So
oh, so you knew
very
editing
similar, yeah.
very, software.
Very similar.
Fair enough. Anyway, all right, I think it, yep. 4:58 is just turned, so do you have anything you want to say, anywhere you want to plug? Go for it.
Yeah, I'd like to plug myself. Thank
Go
you very
for
much
it.
For it. No, it's, I'd just say stay happy, everyone. You know, enjoy this summer. 2019, it's going to be a good summer.
Such a positive.
We leave college and spread the love and all of that and save the trees. What else? Anything else?
I love that. Noah, you want to plug your Instagram or anything?
Yeah, go on. My Instagram is at underscore Rory, R-O-R-Y 13. There you go. Find,
nice.
Find my filmmaking information on there if you want to contact me, email me. Any filming jobs, there you go.
And I would. He's amazing, by the
Thank
way, guys.
Thank you
And for me, you know, you know the drill. You can follow this podcast on Twitter at chatterbox19. That is chatter underscore box 19. Mixcloud, which is the Chatterbox, where if you don't catch the live broadcasts, you can listen to all the other ones. I think this is episode 15 now, so you can catch the other 14 episodes.
Which you definitely should do.
Yes. Thank you, Rory. And recently, it's been put up on Spotify, so... Hey ho.
Oh, there we go.
That's a good thing. So I think only the first episode of the...
What's it called on Spotify? Same name?
It's just called The Chatterbox.
Oh, there we
so
go. Yeah.
Same as the Mixcloud. And I think only the first two episodes are up on Spotify. But if you want to listen to it on Spotify and not Mixcloud, you can find me there. Anyway, guys, I will see you next week. Rory, thank you so much for being on here.
Thank you for having me on. I enjoyed it.
Yep.
See you guys.
Bye. Hope you guys enjoyed listening to The Chatterbox. My name's Izzy. I'll catch you next week.